sights today.
So my name's Tracy Billhumer, and I'm one of the bee chicas, one of the four bee chicas who help maintain the hives on the library rooftop. And here we hope to just educate people not to fear bees and show them just how important they are to our food supply.
And what are your next projects with these hives at the library?
Our next projects is, at the moment, we have a weaker hive, and with the brood, the young look like a spotty pattern. The queen doesn't seem super strong, so we're trying to just relieve some stress from them. There's no nectar flowing as much, so we're feeding them right now with a bit of sugar syrup. And of course, they still have a lot of honey stores in the hive, but the sugar syrup helps to simulate a nectar flow, and hopefully that helps her. She's the old queen, so she's about 2 years old. We moved her from the larger hive on the roof to start a new colony this spring in late April.
What do we want to put next to her?
That's what we want to do. We want to put
down capped and empty frames.
Well, we have, girls, we have open frames from the old hive.
Some of the issues we've been seeing this spring are European fowl brood, especially in some of our higher elevation hives in Estes Park. Last year on Sugarloaf it was an issue, but it seems to be a problem in some of the overwintered hives. And they can recover on their own in some cases, but when it's a really extreme case of European fowl brood, then we have to treat. And we've had to do that not with these library hives, so we're hoping they stay just healthy and fine. And one of them is doing gangbusters with a beautiful new queen that's newly made. And her pattern of brood looks excellent. It's just this older queen in the new hive.
Two capped queens.
So far we have six capped queens.
Oh, you didn't see the queen?
You saw her, hey? I didn't see her. So we've got her in there. We've got bee bread.
My name is Teresa Beck, and I am a beekeeper. I've been keeping bees in the Boulder area for about a dozen years, and I'm part of a beekeeping group, and we call ourselves the Bee Chicas. There are four women friends that are also beekeepers, and we met each other at the Boulder County Beekeepers Association meetings that are held in Niwot one time a month. And we met about 10 years ago and decided to start working together, and we organized ourselves to a professional group about 2 years ago.
So can you tell me, I know you guys are doing some projects at the library. Can you tell me what's going on and why you're doing it?
The city of Boulder asked us to be the library's beekeepers, and we have two hives here. Last year we placed a package here at the library. That means we bought bees. They came from California. They come with a queen and about 5,000 bees, maybe 8,000 bees, about 3 to 5 pounds is a package of bees that comes from California. And we installed those bees into a beehive called a Langstroth hive, which has 10 frames in bee boxes that are called supers, and we install that at the library.
Are the patrons of the library helping you manage the hives or learn about them?
The bee chicas actually manage the hive because we have to get up on a ladder, climb onto the roof, and for liability reasons, only the bee chicas are allowed. We do bring bees down to the public in an observation hive where it's completely safe. It's behind glass and they can look at them.
If I put this like right here,
try that.
This is at least dirty.
So we're manually moving the 8 frames over here.
Yeah.
Okay.
Kathy Lane, Program Events and Outreach Coordinator at the Boulder Public Library.
Hey, Kathy, I know the library is making a big effort for our pollinators. Can you tell me about a couple of the projects that are going on?
Sure. We have two beehives, honeybee hives, on the roof of the Japanese garden at the main library. We also have an edible learning garden with a pollinator corridor, and we use only organic materials for controlling pests as well as fertilizers because the city's committed to ban the use of neonicotinoids. And we have hands-on programs where kids and people of all ages can get their hands in dirt, come to the edible learning garden and pick local food to enjoy and learn about bees and the importance of honeybees and native bees and butterflies and bats and other pollinators that help our food grow. So the honeybee hives are on the roof of the Japanese garden, which is at the main library off of Canyon Boulevard. And we chose that location for the safety of the bees and the safety of people. The flight path of the bees generally tend to be up and out. And so by putting the beehives at 12 feet well above our heads, we're less likely to be in the path of bees hunting for nectar and pollen. It's also out of the reach of bears. We worked with the Colorado State Fish and Wildlife to amend some of the trees that were overhanging the roof so bears couldn't easily climb up. And we also wanted the hives to be in sun at certain times of the day, near water, near a nectar flow, so that we could actually support them with local food. And so when we were looking at different locations, that's why we chose the roof. So the city's committed to the protection and diversity of pollinators, and we're encouraging our community to take action to protect them. So we're creating a habitat for honeybees that help pollinate our food. We have a native bee house that house 30% of the 500 native bees we have in Boulder. And it's an opportunity for people to see a modeling of what one could do to help pollinators, as well as to have hands-on experience with these pollinators. So we do educational programs in addition to the hands-on experience. So next week we have Meet the Bees, where kids and adults can hold drones, which are the male bees that don't have stingers. They're nearing the end of their life cycle. And it's helping people become more aware of the importance of biodiversity for our food, for our world around us.